Pressure is building for Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter to sign a bill passed by City Council decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana. Hundreds have emailed their support of the bill, and its sponsor has set up a hotline for residents to explain how being busted for pot has impacted their lives. But Philadelphia's top cop remains skeptical. He says he won't enforce the bill if it becomes law. WHYY's Holly Otterbein reports that lawmakers in other cities have also locked horns with police over decriminalization.
Dozens of U.S. cities have relaxed pot laws in recent years, according to Rochelle Young of the Marijuana Policy Project, a nonprofit that supports full legalization.
Many of these cities that tend to be more progressive, perhaps, than other regions throughout their states are frustrated with how long it has taken for reform to happen on a state level, and so they're taking matters into their own hands.
But she says in many of those cities, police have continued to arrest people with small amounts of marijuana instead of giving them a ticket. That's possible because most of the states where the cities are located still criminalize possession. Kathleen Kane Willis, director of Roosevelt University's Consortium on Drug Policy, looked specifically at the city of Chicago. She says after a decriminalization bill passed there, 93% of offenses citywide still ended in arrests instead of tickets.
We found that most of the arrests were occurring in majority minority neighborhoods with very low income levels. And that actually, since the ticketing ordinance was passed, some of those areas had increases in arrests.
Councilman Jim Kenney, who sponsored the Philadelphia bill, says police would gladly enforce it if they were told to do so by their superiors and properly trained.
For a dime bag of marijuana, it takes time off of the street for them. So in districts on a street level basis, officers on the line are happy that this is potentially going to be taken out of their requirements.
Nutter has until September 11th to decide whether to sign the bill. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.